called Am I Normal? And they ask these questions, Am I Normal? I had one recently where he said, I think my 16-year-old daughter's friends are hot. Should I be locked up? And I have a 16-year-old daughter, so I turned to Caitlin and I said, this is what the guy said. She goes, sick! Yes, you should lock him up. So I have a feature article coming out called Sex in the Male Brain. It's about the neuroscience. This is practical neuroscience. The neuroscience of attraction and attachment, commitment, and why beautiful women make men stupid. What happens in their brain when that happens? I've written a number of books. My last two are Healing Anxiety and Depression, which is about subtyping psychiatric illness, especially anxiety and depression. We'll talk a little bit about that today. And something that is just critical. And I hope when you leave this lecture that you really understand how to prevent Alzheimer's disease. There are things you can do today to push this bad guy away. Now, there are things you can do today that you may be doing today as I look around and see all the coffee cups. There may be things that you're doing to encourage this bad guy to come and visit your brain. So we're going to talk a lot about how to keep your brain healthy as you age. I also write a column every week that you can get for free. You can sign up for it for free at amenclinic.com. It's called Brain in the News. Brain in the News is what's going on in the news with a brain science slant on it. So of course I had to write about should you scan presidential candidates. Maybe that would tip the balance if you knew what his or her brain looked like. How much alcohol and cocaine did he do? Right? I mean, why can't somebody stay on one position? Because ultimately, it's all brain function. So whatever is going on in the news that week, I was just watching the news this morning, and there was a fighter pilot who was shooting a school. And it's like, you know, my first thought, the guy was on drugs. It's the first thought. The second thought is, well, maybe he has a learning disability. And as they gave him the coordinates, he switched a number. And thank God there was nobody in school at the time. So Brain in the News is a fun thing that I do. What we're going to do today is we're going to start by talking about the principles that our work is based on. So the work at the Amen Clinic is based on 9 very simple principles, and it's critical to understand them in a certain sequence. And if you understand these principles, it'll help change your life. So we'll start there. We're then going to talk about, well, why do you look at the brain? Because that's what we're known for, and that's what we do, is we look at people's brains before we go about changing them, and we'll talk about why. And the bulk of the day is going to be looking at different brain systems, what they do, and what happens when things go wrong in them, and how to fix them. So that is really the essence of change your brain, change your life. It's learning about your brain, learning what it does, what happens when things go wrong, but more importantly, what can I do about it to have the best brain possible? And then we will talk about the brain in relationships. You think you're struggling with your spouse just because he's a jerk? Well, maybe he had a brain injury. Or it may be the toxic exposure from work. And then we're going to spend the last part of the lecture looking at ways to keep your brain healthy and the best it can be. You know, I live in Newport Beach now, and Newport Beach has more plastic surgeons per square mile than any place in the world. So we've actually been called a plastic society. But you know, in our society in general, we have no love, honor, or respect for the brain. We care more about our faces, more about our boobs, more about our bellies and our butts than we do our brain. But ultimately, it's your brain that determines how happy you are, how effective you are, how loving that you are in life. So, old Romanian curse one of my friends once sent me, because we've been doing this work for quite a long time, and it's only been the last couple of years people stopped calling us crazy.